For this morning's public reading of God's Word, turn with us to Luke chapter 5. We're going to read the first 11 verses. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And it came to pass, as the people pressed him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Peter, Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon, answering, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. Please be seated. May God choose to bless his word. Notice the first thing. What was the context of this great meeting? Why was the multitude there? Why did Jesus need to get in Peter's boat and launch out a little bit because of the multitude? What was going on? Notice verse 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. Oh, beloved, that is so lacking in many churches today. Many people go to church to either be entertained or to find fault with everything that's said or done. They don't go to church to learn. They go to church to be critical, hateful, envious, jealous, spiteful. They're not real disciples of Christ. But notice these people. They were pressing upon Christ to the point where he was unable, because of the press of the people, unable to communicate with everybody maybe in the back. So in order to get a better vantage point and a much wider audience whereby they can hear him better, he asks Peter, or gets into Peter's boat and launch out a little bit where Jesus is a little bit away from the shoreline. But now the multitude can see him, and Jesus now can see the multitude better and be able to speak God's word and reach the multitude. Now, when all that was said and done, when he was done speaking, he asks Peter to launch out into the deep and to let down his nets. Maybe the inference here is apparently the day before, all of that fishing that the apostles were doing at the time didn't render too much of a catch. The Bible also tells us in verses 2, Jesus saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. So apparently they were washing all of the residue and whatever that was caught on their nets that the last time they went fishing. And apparently, I'm just taken by the context, the inference, that maybe it wasn't a good enough catch. And so Jesus tells Peter to launch out, cast your net, and see what happens. Now, I love verse 5. Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night. So here we see all of man's efforts and all of man's endeavor, and have taken nothing. So here we see man, what all of his usefulness, all of his strength. These were seasoned fishermen. These were not novices. These were not people who decided to take up fishing for a hobby. This was their business. This was their livelihood. These were professional fishermen who ran a business. Look at verses 10. We found out that James and John, who were the sons of Zebedee, were partners with Peter and Andrew. So you had a four-man company here. a four-man team. So this was quite an enterprising occupation for these men. These men made their living by fishing. So they could not afford to be haphazard fishermen. They had to be the best. And yet, what do you see? All of man's strength, all of man's wisdom, all of man's toiling. And in the end, nothing. But notice what comes next. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. That's when man simply submits and God takes over. And that's missing in most Christian and in most churches. We think we have to have programs, we have to have the latest gizmo that we can learn from the world to pack a church, get the crowd in, and then we're going to slip in 10 or 15 minutes of the gospel and then pat ourselves on the back that we've done something for the Lord. No, no. Notice, they fished all night and caught nothing. Nothing but useless debris in their nets that needed to be cleaned up the next day. That's what you see in verse 2. And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, verse 7, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And then Simon Peter has this realization that the individual who was speaking to the multitude and the individual that was in his ship was more than just a mere mortal man. Simon Peter saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." See, when God shows us what we cannot do, then we are fully exposed in what we are not. Sometimes, beloved, man thinks that he's it, and God must take a back seat. In that verses 8, Peter begins to realize, he's beginning to learn, okay? He's beginning to learn who his master truly is. He's more than just a citizen of Nazareth. He is more than just a Jewish rabbi. He's more than all that. He's God in the flesh. Depart from me. This has the ring of Isaiah 6. Woe is me, for I am undone. When Isaiah saw a glimpse of the glory of the triune God, Isaiah began to taste and sense and feel his sinfulness. And he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I have unclean lips, and I dwell among a people with unclean lips." When Moses encountered the burning bush, what was he told to do? "Take your sandals off, because you're on holy ground." When the angel of the Lord in the person of a pre-incarnate visitation by Christ to Joshua chapter 5, when Joshua encounters Christ on earth, what did the angel tell him? What did the messenger of Jehovah say? "Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground." What happened to John the Beloved in Revelation chapter 1 when he turns to see the voice that is speaking to him? He falls as a dead man. What happened to brother statesman Prime Minister Daniel when he had his encounters with the angelic beings giving him these prophecies about things that would befall his people? Did he not become a man undone and dead, whereby he needed to be touched by the angelic visitor in order to regain strength? And you have the charlatans today who tell us they've gone to heaven and come back, and they talk so glibly about it. Really? None of these encounters you hear about today match anything that's recorded here in Scripture. Well, what does Jesus tell Peter in verse 10? "Fear not. Fear not. From henceforth, Peter, you're going to be catching more than just fish. You're going to be catching men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Now, that's true discipleship. Are we willing to forsake all and follow Christ? And just like Peter, what did Peter say? After toiling all night and being a seasoned fisherman, he knew better. In all likelihood, we're not going to catch nothing again. But at your word, I'll cast my net down. Now that's discipleship. Doing what the Lord tells us to do. Even in the face of what seems to be an apparent loss. or an apparent failure. Peter said, "At your word, I will let down my net." And notice what Christ did. He filled it to the point where it took two ships to get that load of fish to shore while their nets were breaking. Well, may God choose to bless us.